Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping, and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs, with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Who's ready? Yeah. I'm ready. Who's ready? Boom.
News. News.
No! No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
News or no? Things that happen in the news. Maybe they don't. Yesterday, I talked about, how did this come up? Because I took over the beginning of News or Nope yesterday. Why did I do that?
Because you didn't know what song, that you didn't know what bed you were playing. So then you talked about the other music you've been working on.
Okay, so I'm going to make Erin listen to this song for the first time because she hasn't listened to it, which is irritating because she's on it. She's a singer on it. Over the Christmas break, I wrote a song for all the haters who text us.
Let your haters be your motivators.
I'm not going to say why.
We're very motivated.
You guys were extra over the Christmas break.
Yep.
Erin knows why.
Play the song.
Listen, we had a huge technical malfunction at the radio station. I'm not going to get into it, but it was big and it was bad. Yeah. But you guys are just always saying terrible things to us. So I put together this thing, and I just want to say this. I was just goofing around. I didn't have any intention for it to go on the radio. Then I asked Erin for some background vocals, and she cut these slutty Russian background vocals.
Why
are you so legit? And he was like,
I don't know what you were doing.
I don't know if you had a cold.
I did just get over the norovirus.
Okay.
But there was no intention.
Or whatever it was, but you were just like, why do you think you're so legit? Like, she did these lyrics that were like, I fit them into the song. And then
that's what you told us to say.
I told you what to say. And then you just did it. So like, I told you it was like a gang vocal. It's like, why you think you're so? And it was like, you're like, what do you think? You're like this Russian.
Now I'm so nervous.
No, but you're just in the mix or whatever. Then I asked TAC, when I asked you both to do it, I was like, but you just have friends, neighbors. I know you, TAC had some family in town. I'm like, ask anybody, just hold the phone up and go, just say, think you're so legit. Talking so much poop. Whatever, have them say that and I'll fit it into the song. I just need big things. I'm like, but it has a curse word in it, so maybe you don't want to do your kids. And then TAC has his kids do it.
Yeah, we're dedicated. We want the show to succeed.
This is a song called Jealous, and it's about the hate. We're going to get to News or Nope, I promise. Okay. But this is Jealous. It's about you, the angry texters.
303-222-5423.
For stopping by today and blessing us with so many words when you really don't have a thing to say. Your mama should have spanked you and sent you off to bed. Now it gets to read everything that pops into your head. Why don't you tell us? Why are you jealous? Tell us why you think you're so legit.
Yeah.
Tell
I'm going to cry.
It's the best thing I've ever heard.
Where's Interscope? Let's get this signed.
Oh my God. I am telling you, I had this banger of a chorus, and your kids stole the show.
That's not what I meant to
it's
happen.
It's the greatest thing. Dude, I don't care what you meant to happen. That is, it's so fun. Like, I have the raw audio of your son going, talking all that, boom. And he screams the S word as loud as anyone I've ever heard. And I want, like, you know how we play sound effects on the show where it's like, I need Hazel going, bye-bye. For anybody who pisses me off. We're going to read an angry text and then just go, bye-bye. It's the greatest thing. Anyway.
Great. Great work. That's a great song. It's funky and it's stuck in my head.
Thank you. It's time for at least one story each of News or Hope.
Good evening.
Okay.
Thank you for joining the program. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck have finalized their divorce, ending their 2-year marriage. They ended it 5 years ago, but now they are officially divorced. And they
hasn't been 5 years.
5 months, excuse me. Five months since they broke up. 5 months.
Were they married the first time? Is this their second divorce? Because they were Bennifer.
I think they were engaged, but I don't know about married.
Yeah, I don't know. Because she kept a huge ring from him the first time.
She's kept like 7 rings.
She's got like $100 million.
She's got the Infinity Gauntlet.
Oh my God, that's kind of true. Because she's got a ring from A-Rod.
Yeah.
She's got at least 2 from Ben.
The music guy.
Mark Anthony.
Thank you.
They were engaged from 2002 to 2004.
He had given her like a $3 million yellow diamond or something.
Yeah. Well, and they did not have a prenup agreement with this marriage
either.
But both of them are worth a truck ton.
It says they basically just agreed to keep what they made during this time. Details about their $61 million Beverly Hills mansion that they own together. We don't know. It's unclear what they're going to do with that. So you each get one wing and...
Wow. All right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Nope. I might pull a note, but go ahead. What?
It's Girl Scout season, baby.
Oh, they always get me.
You know, we've never done the Girl Scout thing on this show with you guys. We did it years ago. We haven't done it in probably 4 or 5 years, That's if you right. guys want to do it.
I'm down.
Do you understand how mean you're going to have to be to a Girl Scout?
We have Hazel going, bye-bye.
Oh my God, we will do it like on the last week. So what does that mean? When does it start? Officially right now? Okay.
I always just see him outside
of
stores.
Yeah, I think that's it literally starts today and it goes through spring.
This is where I test your mettle as an anchor of News or Nope.
Okay.
Are there any new flavors this year? Oh my God!
I was just excited.
Bye-bye.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at 1/3 of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise-ready AI.